The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to the Word of Prophecy Broadcast, radio's most challenging hour, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I have a true prophetic message from the pages of your Holy Bible. And I don't preach from religious books nor from perverted Bibles, but from the true Bible, which is the old King James Version, God's true word to you and me. And I call your attention to a very profound truth of this ministry has been raised up by the Lord to be a lighthouse, and our message for a beacon and guidepost for the world-conforming church of our Lord and to our old misguided and sick society to turn them back to divine favor through old-fashioned repentance. And I pray that the Lord will give you ears to hear this true prophetic message right out of your Holy Bible, the only source of truth and light for you and this old rebellious generation. And I continue on the message of sanctification, beginning with a scripture found in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you're washed, but you're sanctified, but you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. The Bible, all through the Bible, Old and New Testaments alike, speak much, and they speak out very plainly on the doctrine of sanctification. And of course, the New Testament is alive and pulsates and vibrates in the teaching of the beautiful experience of sanctification that is subsequent to being in grace through the new birth. And that's what I'm primarily preaching about and teaching about, is the experience of sanctification and not just the doctrine of sanctification. Because even though sanctification is a beautiful doctrine, it's a much more beautiful experience, ladies and gentlemen, that is subsequent to the new birth, and it precedes the baptism of the Holy Ghost or being filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, I know sanctification has several different meanings. One meaning is that you're set apart. You're set apart for God's service, to be sanctified or set apart. I will deal with that one time in these series of messages entitled Sanctification. But the primary objective of this series is the teaching of the beautiful experience of sanctification that is a definite work of grace, as definite as being born again or being filled with the Holy Ghost or with the Spirit of God. Now, for another text, Jesus said in John 17:17, and this was in his great prayer, and he was praying to the Father, and he says, Father, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus was not praying for unbelievers to be sanctified or set apart. He was praying for his disciples to be sanctified. They were already set apart. They had already been called and chosen and set apart for God's holy purpose. But he was praying for something greater and much more vital to them than just being set apart, and that was to receive the experience of sanctification, which is a work of grace in a Christian's life to crucify the old nature
or the old man, it's called in the New Testament, and to make that person holy, because holiness is the result of the experience of sanctification. True holiness manifested in a holy lifestyle is the result of sanctification, which is a true spiritual experience of grace subsequent to be born again. I hope you'll make a note of that and remember it, because it certainly is vital. Well, I can say this also, and perhaps you're thinking the same thing. Most Christians today are yet carnal and fleshly. They're not spiritual. They live by the appetites of the five senses, and they stress bodily and material values with little or no stress on moral restraints in these areas that control their lives. And the Apostle Paul, he vividly notes the difference in a sanctified or spiritual Christian from the carnal majority when he said in Galatians 6:1, "Brethren, if a man," that's a Christian brother, "be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness." And a person to be truly spiritual has to be sanctified. And as Jesus said in Matthew 20:16, "Many are called, but few are chosen." Well, today we're living in the age of unbelief and disbelief, and we're living the age of soothsayers that want to explain the Bible away and to spring people loose from their responsibility to live holy by saying sanctification means to be set apart, and you're set apart whether you're holy or not. No, God sets apart the godly for himself, the Bible says. You must be godly. Psalm 4:3, "Know also that God will set apart him that is godly for himself." Well, sanctification is through the Word, sanctification is through the Spirit, and sanctification is through the blood of Jesus. So the New Testament declares. But every Christian, 2 Peter 3:18 declares, every Christian can grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You don't grow into sanctification. The experience of sanctification has definite possibilities of growth into perfection. But this wonderful experience of God's grace has a definite starting point after one is saved or after the person is born again. And ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't make any difference how anybody wants to explain it away. The experience is there, and if you believe it and you claim it by faith, you obtain it through the grace of God, just like you obtain the beautiful experience of being born again. And it has to be through believing. If you're a doubter and you don't believe it, don't worry about it. You'll never be sanctified, because God sanctifies those people that want to be sanctified. As Paul declared in 1 Corinthians 5:23, "The very God of peace sanctify you wholly." And I pray, God, your whole body and soul and spirit be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then verse 24, "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." That is, he will do it if you'll permit him to do it. If you desire to live a holy life, if you desire for that old flesh or old nature to be crucified, that you can walk a spirit-filled life, that you can walk a holy life, that you can walk a set-apart life in the grace of God and not be a disgrace to Jesus Christ, then seek to be sanctified, and God will sanctify you and make you holy and preserve you. Well, praise God. Preserving is very good. You ever eat good old homemade preserves? That means every time you go open the jar, they taste exactly like they did the first time you open the jar. Preserved, holy. Praise God, that's sanctification. All right, sanctification as a definite work of grace has a starting point. It has to have a beginning. How can you grow in something that you didn't begin in? That starting point or that beginning of this experience makes it definite and positive, even though there are possibilities of growth as you go on into perfection. All right, how can a Christian grow into sanctification when you're not sanctified? You can't grow into something you're not in. How can you grow in grace if you're not in grace? We grow in grace because we're in grace. Even so, when we receive the spiritual experience of sanctification, we should continue to perfect holiness, which is the result of sanctification. And ladies and gentlemen, no matter how perfect we become in God, there is always room for improvement. As it's been said by some philosopher of past decades, the greatest room in the world is the room of improvement. Well, the Apostle Paul wrote of the conflicts which a carnal Christian suffers in Romans 7. He said in verse 24, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" that is from the power of the old nature. And then the answer comes forth. I thank God through Christ Jesus, my Lord. And then he starts the 8th chapter, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Jesus Christ will sanctify you. He'll sanctify your husband or wife. He'll sanctify that carnal church member or preacher if they want to be sanctified. And I mean it's a definite experience that has a starting point, and you can continue to improve yourself. As 2 Corinthians 7:1 says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, after you're sanctified by Christ Jesus and called, then you can go on and continuously improve yourself by completing a work that God began in your life. That is your responsibility and mine. God doesn't do it all. If you've got old sinful habits in your life or old filthy habits, then God says clean yourself up from them. God's not going to take your cigarettes and take the snuff out of your mouth and take off all the old ungodly dress and makeup and junk you got on your body. You do that yourself to sanctify yourself and live a holy lifestyle. The phrase you read in the New Testament that says sanctified in Christ Jesus means to be without sin, and that is to be holy. Well, to wit, listen to this. Whosoever abideth in him, that's Jesus, sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. 1 John 3:6, the Bible said, if you abide in Christ, you don't sin. And you're not going to abide in Christ unless you are sanctified, because that means the death of the old man or the old nature that is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. That old propensity to sin that you've been born with is still there. There's a traitor within us. And that traitor is that propensity to sin from that old carnal nature that we inherited. But through sanctification, we can crucify the flesh. As Paul the Apostle says, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is sanctified to me, and I am sanctified to the world. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a sanctified man, and I could care less what people say in their criticism. I just defy them to come around and watch my life, and then to detect there's something in my lifestyle that would reflect a lack of sanctification. Praise God for that experience. It's beautiful, it's real, and I thank the Lord for it. And I really insist that you consider this subject if you're not sanctified, and seek to be sanctified with all of your heart and soul. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we ask you in Jesus' name to catch every heart and soul in the grip of divine power and persuasion from the Word of God. And may every heart and soul be turned to the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We ask it in his name, and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. We can mail you this message in print. Sanctification, the beautiful doctrine and experience, without any cost, if you'll write me. Also, if you want it on cassette tape, the preaching of the entire message on sanctification for a $3 offering or more, we'll mail you the tape to teach a lesson on the work, definite work of grace sanctification. If you'll write me this week to Brother Ray Pringle or Word of Prophecy, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. Give us the call letters of your station, please, when you write, and may God grip your heart in this message with his power and persuasion until our next broadcast is our prayer for every one of you.